You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Is there anything that needs to happen first before the rapture? All this and more today on WGOD Radio.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me together as we study the Word of Almighty God. We are tuning in to WGOD Radio. This is frequency. God is always on this frequency. If you stop and take the time to tune in, I know that's what I'm saying here, is God is always broadcasting. Being a broadcaster and a pastor and a preacher and a Bible translator, you know, I've always wanted to own those call letters, WGOD. Unfortunately, only one station is allowed to own them, and that's in the Virgin Islands. But I love that idea and that fact that God is always broadcasting. He's always speaking today. We're going to tune in today to His frequency. We're going to answer that question I asked here at the start of our program today. Is there anything else? Not in my opinion, but what does the Bible say? Because there's lots of opinions out there. Is there anything that needs to happen first before the rapture? Now, I hear it many, 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 many times by people that I trust that answer that question, no. That's the doctrine of eminence. That is, you never know when the Lord's coming back. It could happen anytime. Now, let's look and see what the Bible says about that. And again, welcome back. This is WGOD Radio, teaching the New Testament verse by verse. We're in the book of 2 Thessalonians. We're in the middle of a fantastic look here in chapter 2. This letter here, 2 Thessalonians, was written because as the age-old problem is and has been for 2,000 years, people corrupt the doctrine of the second coming. Now, it's called rapture. I know rapture is not in the Bible, but humor me. Let's call it that, okay? What's the rapture? That's the promise given by the Apostle Paul. This we say to you by the word of the Lord, meaning this is a new revelation. This has never been heard of before. This is a new revelation given by the Lord Jesus to the Apostle Paul. This we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Now, he's comforting the Thessalonians because of their family members in Christ who have already died. And he's given them comfort and hope that that's not the end, that dying is not the end. That's only the beginning. That's just the doorway into eternal life, where God says, eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. Oh, your life is just a vapor here, friend. You're going to wake up in eternity. Paul's comforting them, and I comfort you too. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive him today. And that verse applies to you. Oh, you've got no clue, no idea what's waiting for you on the other side when you leave this world because of your faith in Jesus Christ. Now, again, he's teaching them this this doctrine. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we see the word then. So he's telling you exactly when this is. This will happen when the dead in Christ rise. Now, if you go to John 6:39, 6:40, 6:44, and 6:54, Jesus tells you four times that this is going to happen on the last day. 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52 says this is going to happen at the last trumpet. If you go to the book of Revelation, you'll find a series of trumpets. Then at the last trumpet, the Bible says the mystery of God will be finished. Is that the same thing? That's up to you to speculate. Very well could be. I might get thrown off some radio stations for believing that. But hey, we're believing and following what the Word of God says here, not what people say. What does the Bible say? Again, I want to answer my question I asked earlier. Is there anything that has to happen prior to this rapture? Now, let's get down to it. So this is what he said here. The Lord is going to descend from heaven with a shout, and the dead in Christ are going to rise. Then, we who are alive and remain will be caught up. The Greek word harpazo, this is where the rapture comes from. Rapture is the Latin translation of the Greek word harpazo, which means to steal, an open theft, which means to snatch away. That's where this word comes from, right? It's not in the Bible, but the doctrine is in the Bible that Jesus is coming back and he's going to, and all believers in Jesus Christ here on this day, the last day, are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now that was being corrupted as soon as he left there, or after this letter was received. And that's why he wrote 2 Thessalonians. Now, brethren, this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. See, there's the subject matter. Our gathering together to him. What he wrote about in the first letter. Now, considering, if I could paraphrase, what I wrote about in the first letter. About the Lord Jesus' return and our gathering together to him. Him descending with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, the dead in Christ rising first. Then those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Yeah, concerning that, this is what I want to talk to you about. Don't be shaken in mind, verse 2, or troubled either by spirit or word or by letter as if from us. See, that is someone had pretended to be Paul. I didn't know whether it was a letter, that is a false epistle, whether it was a spirit, that is a word given under inspiration. You know, oh, I've got a word for you. Someone come there and say, oh, I got a word for you. And that is, Paul told me to tell you, you've missed the rapture. He's denying all of this stuff. Don't be shaken in mind. Don't be troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter as if we sent it. As though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means. All right, here comes the truth. The apostle's going to lay it on us now. Don't be deceived by what any one of these people tell you. This is the truth. Write it down and take it to the bank. Ready? Here it comes. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Wow, what a statement. Remember, friends, what I just read to you. The day of Christ, the good day, the day you're looking for, the day these false teachers were twisting, that day, the rapture that I read and hear about on TV on Saturday nights, that I read and hear preachers talk about and say this could happen anytime. The Apostle Paul's telling you when this can happen. That day will not come unless. Now put a colon right there in your Bible if you want. Here comes his list. Two things, but out of two things, we're going to get three. Number one, the falling away comes first. What's that? We looked at that in the last program. Use the Bible to interpret the Bible. Don't use what someone says about it. Use what the Bible says. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Spirit explicitly says, think about that word, explicit. It means this is exact. It means it's obvious. It's plain as the nose on your face. The Spirit explicitly, there's no misunderstanding what the Holy Spirit's going to say to you. The Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, many shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That's the first thing that has to happen before the rapture comes. The falling away of the church from the faith of Jesus Christ. I believe that this has already happened, and I say to you, smell the coffee, friend. Look around you. Look around this country and around this world today. We've come to the point now where people in third world countries like Africa and other places have to send missionaries to England now. Why? Because they've fallen away from the faith. And the same thing here in this country. The United States, President Obama was right. This is not a Christian nation anymore. Look around. You wouldn't see these things going on if it was a Christian. We wouldn't get away with the things that we get away with. No, I take that back. They wouldn't get away with the things that they do if this was a Christian nation anymore. Are you kidding me? Lose everything that you own because you think marriage is between a man and a woman? Friend, this country has fallen away from the faith. There used to be a time when people believed that in this country. But now you can lose everything that you have if you believe marriage is between a man and a woman. And you're an outcast for believing that. Ask the owner of Chick-fil-A or Tim Tebow or any of these other people, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers. They lose it all because they stand up and believe in the Word of God. You see, Paul says that has to happen first before the rapture can come. Question, has it happened? Oh, you bet your sweet bippy it has. This country has fallen away from the faith. Number two, the man of sin is revealed. Remember that word revealed means unveiled. It means, what's the word? Apocalypsis, which is where the word apocalypse. Apo means from, and kalupto is a lid. It's to take the lid off of, to uncover, to reveal, or revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. The falling away, this rapture, the day will not come until the falling away comes first. Check! And the man of sin is unveiled, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. Has that happened yet? I don't know. I would say no. Certainly he could be alive and well here today, like Hal Lindsey wrote, alive and well on planet Earth, you never know. But has he been unveiled? Has he been revealed? Has the cover been taken off this man yet? I would say no. So could the rapture happen yet? Well, God is God. He's the one that decides. But I'm still waiting for that to be fulfilled. The third one, it says he sits as God in the temple of God. And we're out of time. We're going to have to pick it up right there tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth. Don't touch that dial. All the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.